Bienvenidos to the 50-50, a Spanglish podcast. This is your host, Jesse. En este episodio hablamos sobre los molcajetes. ¿Por qué se la cuelga la gente? What's the whole point with that? ¿De dónde viene originalmente? What my theory of how it all started? ¿Y qué tipo de recetas tienen ustedes? I ask you. If you use a molcajete nowadays, does that make you a hipster? Or are you being traditional? I really think you'll enjoy today's episode. El molcajete, and I think everybody, todos los mexicanos tienen un molcajete or have seen one in some shape or form in their house. ¿No crees?
In their house?
In their house. Like,
you
obviamente.
Think everybody has a molcajete in their house?
Yo honestly pienso que cualquier mexicano.
Maybe in like generations past, pero ahorita?
Yo digo que ahorita sí. Like, o sea, maybe even growing up. I don't know. I'm like, okay, digamos que tú y yo, we are. Are we still considering?
¿Tu mamá tenía un molcajete?
Mi mamá sí tenía molcajete. Mi mamá usaba molcajete. ¿Estás mirando así como que, like, en serio? Sí, babe. Yeah, mi mamá tenía un molcajete. En serio.
Yo nunca miré a mi mamá usar un molcajete.
¿Has she ever not used a molcajete?
I mean, los teníamos, pero nunca lo miré usarlo.
And well, that's the only point that I'm making.
Usábamos
so far.
El molino para moler las cosas para hacer tamales.
Es precisamente lo que estoy diciendo ahorita. Like, todos lo tenemos. Pero no es que lo usemos.
No.
No. Pero, ¿de que ahí está?
Sí, ahí está.
Ahí está.
It's kind of like the Bible.
It's exactly. That's the best way to put it, you know? El molcajete para los millennials es como la Biblia. Ahí está. ¿De dónde vino? ¿Quién supo? ¿Quién sabe? But you know what? We just figured it out. I actually had to do some research. ¿De dónde viene el molcajete? Según viene de volcanic rock, es una piedra volcánica. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a molcajete que te dio tu mamá a ti. Dude, that looks pretty volcanic.
And it took me, how long have we had a house? For like 6 years?
Yeah, like around 6 years, yeah.
Sí. So, no, Jesse, not everybody has a molcajete in their house. It took us like 6 years to get a molcajete.
But we've seen it in our house. I'm not saying lo corita físicamente en nuestra casa.
Oh,
like,
okay.
We've seen it in our household.
Mm-hmm. So, yo no sé qué pasó, but llegué a la casa de mi mamá y ella había comprado uno nuevo.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think she had found a purpose to having two.
Mm-hmm.
And so, she's like, compré un molcajete, ¿lo quieres o quieres el de tu nana? Which is my dad's mom.
Right.
Her suegra. So, I don't think she really, like, cared which one I wanted. But the one that she had bought in tenía like a shape of a cochito face on the front. And I was like, that's not my style, you know? And for those who don't know, because my mom is not really big on having guests, la casa de mi mamá está repleta de like cochitos. You know how like there's those ladies that que, okay, I want my whole kitchen rooster.
Yeah, they have like a whole theme when it
they
comes
have a
to
whole
their own.
Thing. I mean, yeah. It's always like a farm animal. I don't get it. Or like the neighbor has all cows.
Mm-hmm.
Puras vacas. Like the salt and pepper is vaca. The napkin holder is vaca. You know?
Su favorite merengue is la vaca.
Yes. Todo. Everything.
Sí.
And then my aunt had the roosters growing up. And then my other aunt. Oh my God, this is happening. Mi otra tía tenía caballos.
Mm-hmm.
And Mickey Mouse. Anyways. My mom has the pigs, okay? She's like, she has a lot of piggy things.
That's her theme.
That's her thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So, compró uno que tenía el coche, like a coche face in the front, and it was huge. That thing was huge. And I'm like, okay, it's not
Pero
gonna...
es un molcajete que tiene cara de coche. Es literalmente es eso. Is that what you're saying?
It's like I guess like the body es el molcajete.
Sí.
Y nomás like the front part piece aquí.
Uh-huh.
Es the pig.
Okay.
Pero también es piedra. And so...
Ah, es de piedra y luego?
I was like, that's not going to look really cute in my open shelving because I'm a millennial and I have open shelves, you know?
Sí, so, como que no, like, no va, like, copper mug, like, así como que más cambio de equipment.
It
luego,
doesn't fit the farmhouse industrial shenanigans I'm going for.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Sí, sí, sí.
So I'm like, oh, mom, Gracias.
Ajá, primeramente.
Por pensar en mí cuando ves un coche, you know? But no thanks. And then she's like, pues te voy a dar el de tu nana porque no ocupo dos. Y le dije, está más chiquito porque, you know, our open shelving,
sí, no,
the brackets.
You were really concerned about this open shelving, sí.
But you know, like only like a couple brackets are weight bearing and the other one's kind of like
right, right,
hanging on for dear life. So I was like, pero está más chiquito porque pues, you know, it's going to go up on my shelf. And she's like, sí, sí, está más chiquito. Después te lo llevo. I'm like, okay, cool. Entonces el día que vinieron a comer, me lo trajo. And I was like, oh my God, yes. Like, it's a good size. Es, no está grande, pero no está chiquito. And I really like it. Y no tiene un coche. It's just a plain one. But I legit think it's like volcanic rock.
It looks porous. It doesn't feel like imitation. It doesn't feel like esos chafas que son como está que like mezclados con concrete. Yeah, you know, y está bien pesado, babe, which kind of like...
And ahora, it's broken. I love that it's broken because you can tell that...
Lo usaban, you know? O lo tiraban, lo refundían bien duro. Uno de los dos, por lo menos.
Who knows?
Pero, you know, está bien pesado este molcajete que tenemos aquí en la casa. And it makes me think, el dicho... Se puso todo hasta el molcajete. You know how heavy it is para colgar ese molcajete in your neck?
Oh, cuando dicen que se colgó hasta el molcajete.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's really funny.
It is really funny. Now that I'm seeing how heavy this sucker is, I'm like, yo, this so... This it shows dedication, if anything. If, you know what? If anything, I'm not going to longer laugh at that. I'm going to applaud it. Le voy a dar un aplauso.
¿Por qué?
Porque si está una mujer capaz and willing to poner un molcajete... She is ripped, dude. This that means is a that she's, strong woman.
But that means that she's like dolled up, like to the max.
O sea, que ya no se pudo colgar nada más.
Exacto.
O encontró sea, un molcajete.
Exacto.
Y también sí. se lo colgó.
Ajá. That's what it means. Like, ahí se colgó el molcajete. Means like she went all out with her jewelry or her hair or, you
ya
know,
ya no tuvo nada
outfit.
Más que ponerse. Que hasta eso. Okay.
Sí.
I got it.
That's what that means.
Well, still, like, that's still dedication to ponerse una cosota como el molcajete. You know?
Yeah.
Oye, pero este molcajete de aquí que estamos hablando, and the reason we are talking about it is porque el molcajete has gone from an essential tool en la vida.
Yeah.
Algo que ocupamos, que ocupaba la gente from back in the day. Porque yo hice, again, I did the research on this, okay?
You mean you Googled it?
I Googled the crap out of all this. According to Google and according to Raja, who is shaking his tail right here next to me, te dije que te vayas a dormir,
Do
perro.
Do you need to go potty?
No, they're fine. Stretching. According to el molcajete, es un mortero tradicional. Now, when I think of the word mortero, I think mortician.
That's what I was thinking.
So, obviously, this molcajete dealt with death. No.
No.
No, es un mortero. It's like a motar, you know? It's like a brick thing. That's what it's saying.
Okay.
And tradicional de Mesoamérica, ampliamente usado en México.
Mm-hmm. A jugar.
Okay, so we have a piece of history.
Sí.
Of history, dude. Our ancestors are in that volcanic rock right there.
Now, does this mean that I have like a rite of passage?
This is it. Like, this is like, esto viene from the source del Popocatépetl.
You're right.
Try to say that again.
No.
Come on, this is el Popocatépetl.
What, you said it better the first time.
Popocatépetl.
There you go.
Ahí está. Ese es el volcán donde viene este molcajete.
But where's that volcano from? Because according to the source, según mi nana es de Zacatecas, pero pues obviamente esto a lo mejor lo agarró cuando empezó a hacer salsas. I mean, when do people start making salsas?
Well, according to this here, that's what exactly what I'm reading here, es de que se tomaba de una piedra volcánica. El origen de la palabra molcajete viene de estas palabras indígenas that are actually really hard for me to pronounce. I'm gonna give it a shot. Viene del noctal molí, que es salsa, y el cachtil, que es cajete.
Everybody from my life is gonna be like, no.
Now, tiene muchas X y doble L, so I don't know if it's like Y, porque es doble L, y cuando hay una X, I don't know if I do the ch sound. So if I do the ch sound, it's cachil y moi cachil, which sounds more
indigenous. We don't know what that means, though. But anyway, indigenous.
Sí, pero viene de la época de los egipcios of 1550 again BC. Desde entonces ha habido esa idea of like moler algo con una piedra en un platito hondo. Así que esa idea se va traduciendo or kind of came into play prehispana en la historia. En azteca. Y luego, básicamente, las palabras que estaba tratando de decir lleva la idea literalmente piedra concava para mole o salsa.
Nice.
And that's lo que es el molcajete. And it's kind of gone from this phenomenon because here we are. It's 2019. We have gone hundreds of years and hemos avanzado tecnológicamente. We have more than rocks para yeah. moler las cosas.
Well, we have the blender.
We have the blender. We have technology.
El ninja.
Pero el molcajete aquí está todavía.
Yes.
It's been here. Your grandma had a blender.
Yes.
But she was still using the molcajete.
I mean, I don't know 100%, but yeah, I'm pretty sure she used both.
Pero todavía, like, there's people to this day that swear que una salsa, para que sea salsa original, tiene que usar eso.
The molcajete.
The molcajete.
All you have to do is blend less.
That's
and
it.
And you can get the same consistency.
We get the exact same consistency with half a, with 30 seconds less, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
But it's kind
you
of...
You pulse it in the food processor.
But it's kind of funny how it's kind of become like a... It went from, obviously, a necessity, right? Way back when.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, a everyday commodity. To now it's, like, decoration type of deal.
Sí, porque you can get them at Marshalls.
You can get them at Marshalls. Now it's been in the granite, been in the marble, been in the, like, you know, they're mass-produced in China now.
Sí.
But it's kind of interesting, todo the history that's kind of gone back with this, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were talking about that this is a rite of passage. In what way?
I was telling my coworkers that I feel like I've passed on to, like, señorismo, you know? Uh-huh. Like, and then one of my coworkers was like, we're going to call you Doña Jessica now. Because, like, this is pretty cool. Like, this is legit, you know? I feel like, wow. People come in, they can see my open shelving and be like, tiene polvito, pero pues ahí está, you know?
Ahí está mucha gente que nos está fallando.
Sí. Okay. I am going to try to use it. I'm going to try to do guacamole, maybe?
Guacamole neo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds good. Now, supposedly, there's like this whole maintenance about it, you know? You're supposed to...
It's kind of like a cast iron.
Sí, haz de cuenta. So, según para like limpiarlo or whatever,
mm-hmm.
tienes que like moler like arroz, like not cooked rice, and start like grinding it and grinding it and
sí.
grinding it.
I have seen my mom do that, actually, now that I think about it.
And it's supposed to look white. So if it looks gray, throw it off and kind of like wipe it down and then grind some more until it looks just like a white powder.
Pues, I mean, volcanic rock, you know, azufre, if you eat that, that's like poisonous, no?
I'm pretty sure that this is poisonous, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So.
Holy cow. Okay.
Yeah, if you have a molcajete at home, please, 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 please make sure that you are using it right.
Or tell me how to use it if you have one at home.
Neta que sí, porque like aquí tenemos el de nosotros and like the only time we have moved it is
para ponerle. Is it dishwasher safe?
Probably not. Pero la neta, honestly, I think if I put it in the campfire, it'll be okay. Right? If it's volcanic rock, that means it's sensible to high temperatures.
Maybe we need to look it up on YouTube. Like, how can we find out if it is volcanic rock? Like, porque yo sé que hay réplicas, ¿no? Que llega. But I mean, it feels really porous. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Ours here looks like the real deal. But
let's just say that it is real.
Yo mirando ese molcajete.
Passed down.
Like,
from
it was
the
like
Lopez
the most
family.
Legit thing. Creo como que un indígena tuvo relaciones con un español y la abuela se la pasó a la familia y esa familia se la pasó a la familia.
And no eres de los López así, ¿eh? We're decent people.
Okay, López Carvajal, that's español, so there you go.
Sí, pero López es this is where the side it came from.
It came from the López side?
Well.
What side of this?
No, es mi nana. So she was Gutierrez.
Okay, so your nana gave it to your mom?
More or less.
Now I'm wondering, are there Mexicanos que... Is that a Mexican thing now? Like, pasan su molcajete a la familia? Or is that just your family thing?
No sé. Mi nana enfermó muy, muy joven. So, no vivía en su casa.
So she died or...
No. Like,
well, she did.
How do I say this? We're going to a whole other topic. Because
I know, like, this is turning really dark.
The
Lopez, we're just talking about
molcajetes. The Lopez are not traditional Mexicans in the sense that my grandmother was in a home.
Oh, gotcha.
And
gotcha.
That's a whole other conversation.
So, no es de que, like, no es de como que, like, toma, mija, te paso mi tradición para ti.
No, it's more like we needed to empty the house because nobody lived in it anymore.
I know. Check it out. Here's a molcajete.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's not like a sweet thing. Like, ay, mira, mija, era de tu nana y quiero que tú lo tengas.
That's,
you know,
kind
like
of what the story
not,
I was hoping to get with this molcajete.
I'm sorry. You know how we are. Okay, you guys have seen the movie Up, right? You
sí.
know this.
Sí.
When they get married... What's his? I don't even know his name.
Russell.
The little old man. The old man.
Oh, Russell's the Asian kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Cuando se casa el viejito con la señora.
Asian kid name has the name Russell. That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
It's like kind of like como los mexicanos cuando le ponen Stephanie, you know?
Oh, sí, sí. It's very edgy.
You know, or Britney.
Or you know? Brian, but it's Brain.
Brian, uh-huh, but they don't spell it right.
But you know, that's us. You know, like, sí. Like the rowdy family is you.
Yeah, I'm a rowdy
and
family.
And then like the dead silent, serious, no feelings whatsoever is the Lopez family.
Gotcha.
So, no, I don't think it happened that way. But I will ask. How my mom got her hands on. I should have asked you for the podcast, actually, because I don't know.
I mean, we could have just very easily sat here and like
made a sob story.
Yeah, make up like the most sob story. Como tu grandma, like ahí molía las pilduras para tu abuelo. Y como, las like, pilduras. You know what I mean? Like, you know, y se lo pasó a ti de generación a generación.
Hacía, ¿cómo se dice? Buñuelos. Hacía buñuelos, pero no puedes hacer buñuelos en un molcajete.
I was about to say, ¿lo hicieron un molcajete? How?
No. But I will ask.
Now I'm thinking, mi mom tenía un molcajete, pero it was decoration también.
Tu mamá tiene un pilón, dude.
Oh, so the Dominicans and the Puerto Ricans have their own version of a molcajete called el pilón. Mm-hmm. Theirs is made like, I've seen it like the wood or like the plástico. And it looks like those, el palo, in vez of a rock, like we do. But it's just those muddlers que usan to like make an old fashioned. Yeah. Know? It's just like un pedazo de... The wood, you know, and they just kind of grind it up in a little cup.
Mm-hmm.
They make sick mofongos with it. I've had mofongo out of a pilón. Pero what would be more effective? Un pilón o un molcajete?
I don't know. I'm not going to answer that question.
If you had to make salsa right now, would you make it?
Okay. Pero los dominicanos no hacen salsa, Jesse.
Therefore, acalo.
Therefore. No, but I really want to use it. And I think we only started thinking about this because when she gave it to me, we were just, now it's here, like in our sight all the time. And we're just like, where the heck did this even come from?
Yeah, because I've been staring at this molcajete for like a month. And I'm like,
Can you imagine if I would have gone the one with the coche?
I know. That would have been bad, babe. Eso no hubiera estado bien.
No.
Imagínate. No. It doesn't fit our theme. You were right. It
doesn't go with the feng shui of the house.
So I'm wondering, like, we're definitely not the only ones that have molcajete in our house. Like, you think there's people our age que todavía usan el molcajete?
In our town, maybe.
Like, do you think they use it because their family was actually a normal family y les pasaban las cosas generación tras generación? Or is it like, for example, if you and I ahorita aprendemos a usar ese molcajete, are we doing it because
we want to... O sea.
Babe, obviously, there's like some sort of like ritual or technology que no entiendo when it comes to this. Like, I had to Google how to use this properly. I had to Google how to use un molcajete properly, babe. How did, like, you know, like, si yo hubiera estado en esos tiempos indígenas, yo hubiera preguntado, like, okay, pero, like, la neta, like, do we just leave the salsa here? Are we going to store it anywhere? Like, ¿qué hago con esta piedra? You know? Mm-hmm. ¿O quién fue el vato que dijo, like, estalló el volcán? Like, ¡guas! Right? Estalló. Mm. Y luego cayeron las piedras y dijo... That's what I needed.
Ay, mero.
This is what I need. Mija, tráeme el chile. I have an idea. You know, like, ¿quién fue el vato que dijo Simón?
Traía mucha hambre, eso te voy a decir.
No. Una cosa es tener hambre. Porque hambre tenían, pero no ocupaban pegarle a un chile con una piedra
para sazonar.
Esto fue para sazón, dude. Esto no fue por survival. Esto fue por gusto. This was a commodity. This was cutting edge. This is what the ninja is today. Pero back hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So, yo, si hubiera sido the first de los indígenas.
You would have died.
Mirando a mi neighbor usar un molcajete. I would have been like, how do you do that? Is it sanitary? Because it looks questionable to me.
Sure, this water is sanitary.
Those are all questions that I have. So let's say that we start using this. Going back to my original question, right? Why would we be using this? Would this make us more hipster than we already are?
Hey, I've seen it in restaurants, but it's just seafood.
What do you mean?
Like, cuando ordenas un molcajete.
Oh, sí, en unos mariscos, ¿verdad?
Mm-hmm.
Lo más se lo sirven for the show.
Sí, dude.
Porque no molieron el camarón.
No, right? Tú sabes que no.
So, se usa más para show que hoy día.
Bueno, like, en restaurantes. En hogares, no. ¿Verdad? Es diferente.
En nuestro hogar, sí.
En nuestro hogar.
But what do you think, baby? Do you think, like, if we start using this molcajete now, are we making a hipster statement or are we doing it?
Maybe I get, like, some weird, like, vision.
Because they already get in your mind.
If I start using this.
Like, what kind of vision?
No sé, like ancestry.
Oh, see, like get connected to them somehow? Kind of like when I had that matcha tea at Sedona. Y el guy se agarró así como que
you're
like,
not Asian.
Oh, pues mira, this is how you do the matcha.
Pues mira, he was like really, really American.
He was really, really American. He was like a discount Steven Seagal. Like he was really in tune with his Asianness.
Que no se bañó.
No se bañó, yeah. Bien hippie. He smelled bad. He did. Like, good. Like, thank God that we were in, like, an herbal tea store.
Yeah, I'm saying you probably were smelling an herbal tea. Just
but this guy got really into the whole ritual of, like, eating mm-hmm. or drinking the matcha.
And that was a wooden bowl with a wooden whisk.
Do we have to get into some sort of ritual to use this molcajete?
No.
You know?
No.
I think there's no... The only right way to use this molcajete would be to, like, cortarle el cuello a un chivo. ¿Verdad? Dar una acción de gracias. Right? Maybe a fire would be involved. Possibly some dancing. Y luego pegarle mi chile con una piedra.
Wow.
That would be the only way. Yo creo que esa es la única manera que puedo usar un molcajete bien. Pero you're not answering my question, babe.
I don't know the answer, Jesse.
Do you even understand my question?
Not really.
Okay. If we use this molcajete today, are we doing it because we're trying to like get a piece of our culture, or are we doing it because we're so hipster that we don't even use blenders?
Mi mamá me dijo que this was gonna help me stop buying salsa because, confession, I don't make salsa.
So you mean this whole delicious salsa that I've been eating for years?
You see the tag, dude. You know that I buy it.
Dude, I can't believe that your friend got all up in your case with that.
Yeah, it's okay. It's because she's from Mexico. Y allá, o sea, todos los días frijoles y salsa.
Like, pero ella scratch. La hace, ¿verdad? La salsa.
Según.
Se le hace weird a ella que compremos salsa.
Well, I mean, I think it's just because it's a staple
yeah.
in Mexican kitchens.
¿Cómo? That's so stupid. Like, ni al caso.
Why?
Because, like, here she is saying, ay, qué weird. You don't make your own salsa. They can make their own tacos. Y hay taqueros literally every three steps in Mexico.
Yeah, but allá es diferente porque a veces es más barato comer fuera que comprar groceries.
Oh, pero es más barato hacer salsa que comprar salsa.
Jessie, no sé, Jessie. Yeah, she like, was just like,
same
oh.
Logic.
It wasn't about money. It was just about like la costumbre de hacerlo, me imagino. Sí. You know? And I'm just like, no, I ain't got no time for that. I go to work. I do all these things. And then tragedy. So, cuando recién nos casamos, I tried to make salsa like day two of our marriage. And I failed epically. And I hate que las señoras me dicen, es lo más fácil del mundo. Pues dame una receta. Ay, pues ahí tanteale. Like, no, el tanteo does not exist in my brain.
¿Tú crees que los indígenas le estaban tanteando con una salsa original? No, ellos sabían, ocupo tres chiles, tres golpes.
Es lo único que le va a caber el molcajete porque está chiquito.
Este molcajete sí está chiquito. You know? ¿Tú crees que tenían molcajete familiar? Or like, ¿qué tanto esperaban para que el volcán estallara?
Before.
Like, did they have to wait for the volcano to pop for them to get some rocks? ¿O lo agarraban antes?
What if they didn't even live close to a volcano?
Well, maybe they were the lucky ones that they didn't die from the volcano explosion. Y llegó la piedra like 300 miles off. And they were like, oh.
Oh, yeah, I could do that.
You know, check this out.
And then somebody started selling them.
You know, que hubo un indio like ahí que like pensaba like, oh, I just wish that the volcano would erupt because se me acabó mi molcajete. You know?
No, pues hay otras cosas. This is the little tool, like the little hand tool, me imagino que es like lo más importante. Y ya nomás con cualquier otra piedra que fuera like a surface that they could, podrían moler. Iba a ser más difícil. Obviamente, bowl is easier.
Sí.
But survival, Jesse. Survival.
Yeah. Is that what it is? This is not survival. This is a commodity right here. Okay? Because podían nomás poner la carne así lo más and have it bland. But they chose to throw some spices in it. Y cuando hicieron el mole, again, ahí hacían mole también el molcajete.
But es que no tenía, again, like no tenían blenders. So I'm sure that that's what they needed it for.
Sí, babe, but you're confusing survival with a luxury. This is a luxury, bro. This is a luxury. Like this is like them saying, no, ¿sabes qué? El pollo está malo así, échale salsa. Y luego la señora es like, ¿cómo quieres que haga salsa? ¿Qué es salsa? Y luego dijo el vato, mira, hierve agua, agarra ese chile y a lo más líquido. And she's like, how? And they must have tried it
so
first.
So you're telling me that the salsa was invented by a man?
It was concepted by a man who was eating a wife's cooking que no le gustó.
Oh.
I have just discovered the origin of el molcajete. Fue un indígena, un vato azteca. Y dijo, mija, sabes que te amo, pero este pollo just does not fly. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. no va. Le falta algo. It's like, ocupo como un, I want you to spice it up. And she's like, but I threw some salt in it. He's like, no. Salt is a European thing, okay? Tráeme algo con más sabor. Mm-hmm. So then, you imagine, babe, cuando dijo, okay, first, let's see if we can get the chiles, but inside of this chicken. So they must have tried all things. They must have tried rubbing the chile at first. Mm-hmm. And then they would have been like, no, eso no fue. You know, they must have tried like stewing the chile, like hirviendo el agua con el chile adentro. And all you get was like hot water. And he's like, we're close. Y luego no fue hasta un día que pisó un chile.
Eruptor volcán, el volcán.
Pisó un chile. El chile se hizo spread evenly like butter. Eruptó el volcán. Cayó encima de las piedras de un fil de chiles. Y cuando movieron las piedras, they noticed that all the chiles were squished and like in a consistency salsa base.
I don't understand.
And he said, yes, I have it. Y desde entonces, the molcajete was born.
And mole.
And mole. Honestly, I don't know how they get mole, pero the molcajete theory, I think, is a good one.
Yeah, legit.
I think it's legit. You know?
Wiki. Wikipedia.
Now I want to know, like, people who are listening, how do they use your molcajetes? Do they use it like I use it in a very metaphorical way?
Hmm.
Or do they actually put an everyday thing?
Dude, I don't think anybody has time to use that thing every day.
Dude, these are like... Y luego, no lo más... Like, está pesado.
Está pesado.
Está pesado esta cosa, dude.
Está super pesado.
Like, it's very unpractical nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks pretty.
It looks really pretty.
It's gotten
but
to
I'm
going to
use it. I want to use it. Like, maybe like a weekend thing where uh-huh. like I have time. And I want to make salsa because honestly, like, qué fatiga.
Yeah.
Pero sí.
Well, since you haven't answered this question, I'm just going to leave this question up to the people that are listening. Is using the, if we, nosotros, verdad, Mexican Americans, que tenemos la edad, mm-hmm. we are considered millennials, si usamos el molcajete ahorita, are we being hipster about it or are we being traditional?
Well, I was already called out because I use stainless steel straws.
That's why I was asking you, because you're always getting called out for being hipster, según tú. I don't think you're being hipster.
No.
What's wrong with using stainless steel straws?
And hipster's not a bad thing.
It depends. There's some hipsters.
Oh, God.
Hold on. There's some hipsters out there get like...
Yo me baño and I use deodorant, okay?
That's not hipster. The hipster is when cuando te bañas and you made your own deodorant and you made your own soap out of lavender and oatmeal.
Yeah, I mean...
That's hipster beyond belief. What's wrong with regular soap?
I would buy lavender and
oil. No. You see, buy.
Oh, you mean make my own?
They make
Dude,
their own.
Dude, damn, my mom is a hipster then.
Why, your mom makes your own soap?
She makes her own neem toothpaste.
What do you mean she makes her own toothpaste? I've never heard of this before.
You know she makes her own pills too, right?
I know that. Con el molcajete, ¿verdad?
I don't know what. She's going to sound like a meth person, lab person. But anyways, mi mamá va a San Luis.
And she gets some sudum.
Compra las clear pills.
Las tabletas?
No.
Las cápsulas.
No. Cápsulas.
Oh, okay, las cápsulas.
Like empty cápsulas, okay? And this is going to be in a later podcast because we're going to talk about holistic care.
Right.
And she has her plantitas in her yard.
Mm-hmm.
She harvests leaves, grinds them, y las pone en las cápsulas, and she takes that every morning.
Mm-hmm.
But she makes like 100 at a time.
Right.
So it looks like a meth lab in there.
Wait, what's in it though? Like, what's the
her hierbas.
Just like las moringas y todo eso?
Andale, moringa and neem. She's like super obsessed with that kind of
Does
stuff.
Does she sell them?
No, I hope not.
Did she go to the street corner and start like, you know, slinging them 1 ounce
I
at a time?
I cannot confirm or deny that actually, because I can see her doing that.
Does your mom come up in a yellow hazmat suit and says, Jessica, let's cook?
No, she'll get my dad to do that. Pero, yeah, she's hipster. She's pretty hipster. El turmeric.
Okay, pero entonces, a eso voy. Tu mom no lo hace. Because I think to be qualified as hipster, it has to be with the intention. Tu mom no lo hace con la intention to be hipster.
No.
She does it because I want to do it my way, because my way is better and this is more convenient for me, right?
Yeah. There's she enjoys
it. And then it's like, you know, a nice little hobby to the side of it. People that are hipster, they do it just to rub it on people's
like
faces.
To prove a point.
Uh-huh. It's como que like, oh yeah, I only drink this crap beer that no one's heard of because everything else doesn't match with my existence. And the fact that that beer has 96 calories, but my heart only beats at 94 beats per minute tells me that it is not something that would go with me, you know? So therefore, I only drink this other one. Like, shut up, dude. Ni el caso.
Pues mira, a mí, yo cuando voy a la tienda, yo compro la salsa, que es técnicamente de molcajete. That chunky consistency.
Sí.
Because I don't like the really runny ones.
Right. No. We like the chunky ones.
I like salsa bandera.
Sí.
And de molcajete.
Salsa bandera is also, for FYI, known as salsa borracha.
Right? Nobody calls it that but you.
What are you talking about?
Es pico de gallo or salsa bandera.
I've never heard. Pico de gallo is fruta.
No,
babe.
Jesse.
No, I'm sorry. You know what? I put my foot down
if
here.
If you go to Del Taco.
Okay.
Las Palapas.
I'm clipping my audio here. You're quoting me Del Taco? Seriously?
It is called pico. Pico.
Babe, okay. you cannot quote me. You cannot quote me Del Taco.
I'm just saying it's a more universal way.
No,
I
babe.
Call it salsa bandera because it has the colors of the Mexican flag.
Sí, yeah, but you can't.
But why the hell do you call it salsa borracha?
Porque cuando la hacemos nosotros, esa salsa le echamos beer.
Ew.
Nunca le echamos beer because le echan clamato, ¿verdad? La salsa bandera. La salsa que yo como en mi casa.
That really soupy runny one?
Yeah.
I don't eat it. I don't like it.
Well, it's been said. Ni modo.
El que le echan cucumber.
Le echamos cucumber.
Yeah, no.
Le echamos,
I can't.
¿Qué más le echamos? Le echamos tomate, le echamos cebolla.
It's like a wet taco at the end of it.
Le echamos clamato.
I don't like it.
Y porque le echamos clamato, le echamos limón.
No,
cerveza.
No.
Like one can of beer.
No, chile, tomate, cebolla, cilantro, sal, limón. That's salsa bandera.
Okay, pero no es pico de gallo, though.
Some people call it pico de gallo.
Del Taco does not count. Del Taco does not count, baby. It really does not.
I'm going to Google it. Let's see what Google says.
No, don't Google Del Taco.
No, I'm not going to Google Del Taco.
So, pero, okay, what does this have to do with the molcajete at this point? Honestly. ¿Qué dice?
Pico de gallo.
That's
what comes up.
Dice, in Mexican cuisine, pico de gallo, also called salsa fresca or salsa cruda. Eh?
Salsa fresca is another one.
Or salsa cruda.
Yeah.
¿Qué pasa después de una salsa borracha?
Stop.
¿Qué pasa después de una salsa borracha?
Cruda means raw.
Cruda, yeah. But it also means...
No, Jesse. They're talking about raw ingredients.
Babe,
porque una salsa, a veces tatema los chiles.
Mira.
Or you boil them.
Mira.
And this is like unboiled, tatemado.
Sí, pero mira.
Raw.
Después de que te comes
I'm making a good point.
Después de que te comes una salsa borracha... Se te antoja una salsa cruda.
No, Jesse, that's not what that means, and you know it.
I'm trying to prove a point here.
But my point is right.
Your point is plausible.
Cruda, Jesse. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Okay, that's what it means.
Got you. But that's your favorite.
Nobody calls it borracha.
Am I the only one in the family? Like, my only family.
Well, ask your
mom
where she got it from. I don't know where she got it from.
I am going to ask her. And I'm going to ask her for a molcajete, too, while she's at it.
No, hers is really big.
Quiero que me lo enseñe.
No, it's really heavy.
Do you think that's like a weird thing? Like you think Mexicans
pero
ask
ella
each other
lo
that?
Compró. It's still in the box.
You think like un Mexicano judges another Mexicano by the size of their molcajete?
Ooh.
Is it como que
like mine is bigger?
You call that a molcajete? And it's like, it's not about the size, it's how you use it type of deal?
Maybe, porque el que compró mi mamá estaba grande. And luego es que like, honestly... No es suficiente. Esto es okay, this size, what we have, I think it's okay for us, like
right.
You and me.
Yeah.
But if we throw a party and I have chips and salsa, like this is not enough.
No, we're going to have to bust out the big guns.
And you know, like the ladies back in the day had like kids above kids.
Sí.
So maybe they had bigger ones or multiple molcajetes. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I'm starting to have a feeling because your grandma had a bunch of kids, dude.
That was my mom's mom. This is from my dad's side.
She had how many kids?
My mom's mom had 15, but 13 survived.
What about the one?
Gloria, my coworker.
What about your grandma, the one that gave you this molcajete, though? How many kids did she have?
That I know of, she had 8.
Oh, dude, okay, 8 kids. This molcajete is small.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't know the whole story about this
thing. I'm starting to believe que este molcajete también era puro pex. Dude, this molcajete era también puro show.
Pero sí parece de verdad.
O sea, sí, pero pues, o sea, también mi... También, like, mi camping gear.
You mean like it didn't feed a family.
You know, también mis dumbbells que tengo son de verdad. Pero no les usado. No les usado.
Pues, no sé.
I gotta know more about this now. What were you saying about your coworker?
Oh, Gloria, she was talking about how, like, when we describe how women had kids back then, it was kind of like a dog.
Oh.
You had to be there. I can't say it. We need to have her on the podcast.
Really gonna say it?
Kind of like that. Like, well, she had 15, but only 9 survived.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's how it was kind of, that was kind of the rule back in the day, especially the more back you go. I mean, people essentially had more kids.
It was just really funny.
Oh, yeah. The death of children always gets me laughing.
No, Jesse. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I agree.
Oh, you said Gloria.
Please tell me more how dead babies cause joy. No, dime.
Anywho, my mom's mom had 15, but the first one passed away, I think, at birth, and then the last one passed away like a couple months after being born.
They had
she has, they're 13.
And she probably has a huge molcajete entonces, ¿verdad?
I don't know. She died before I met her.
Okay, well, you know what? That's cool. Death. Let's end it on that note right there. Let's end it on that note and let's ask our listeners, ¿cómo usan ustedes su molcajete? ¿Tienen recetas?
Does your family still have a molcajete?
Yeah. Do you still have a molcajete? Or was the last time you saw it, was it a decor on Marshalls to be used as a... Because now, you know what? Speaking of that, the last time I saw a molcajete was as a bracelet.
The heck?
It was like a little charm. Like, I was getting bracelets, you know, like little charms and whatever.
Who the heck had a charm molcajete?
It un charm. Y dije, oh my God, se colgó el molcajete.
There you go. Who was this?
Whoa. A genius, obviously.
Oh gosh. Was it a student of yours?
No, this was not a student of mine. This was where did I see this person? I saw her at Best Buy.
That is, you're lying.
No, babe, I saw her at Best Buy when I was
looking.
What
were we there for? What were we going to buy?
For podcast equipment.
Oh my God, you're right.
Mm-hmm. For podcast equipment. And I saw this girl and I saw her charms.
Did she look hipster?
¿Sabes qué? All I can think of is molcajete. It was like a rose gold
molcajete. No, hipster entonces. Rose gold is all about.
It was a rose gold bracelet with the charm of a molcajete. Y yo pensé, oh my God, se colgó el molcajete.
That's funny. You didn't even know what that was until right now.
Well, there you go. Now I learned something. You know, I also didn't know that you use Del Chaco as definitive Mexican, you know, culture. You know, and that...
Well, you know, I had the coworker that is Mexican but doesn't speak Spanish.
Yes, it is. Oh,
I don't want to
right.
say her name because I don't know if I can use it. But anyways, her, she would say pico for like salsa fresca, sí.
Mm-hmm.
Pico.
What? How would you say gallo? Gallo?
She wouldn't say gallo. She just said pico.
Pico de gallo.
Can I have the pico?
De gallo.
Can you pass the pico? And things like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it's because today I had Del Taco.
Is that like, are you like throwing out a sponsor here or what's going on? That's no, like the fourth time you mentioned this person.
I'm just saying.
This company.
I'm just saying. Or what was it? No, it was the local one, Las Palapas.
Oh, okay.
And wait. Somebody was like, where's the other salsa? The pico.
And they're like, that's only a Del Taco.
Mm-hmm. Or like if you want to describe like the toppings of your tostada at Del Taco, that's what it was. She said, my other coworker. It's kind of like a salsa bandera or like a, and then my other coworker was like, what? And she was like a pico. And that's what it is. La right. salsa fresca.
You know what? I'm still going to go ahead and double down and say that pico de gallo is fruta. Okay.
It
is
so then, fruta. Yes. So then there is a pico de gallo that is just, I don't know. Maybe.
Es jícama.
Pero es, ¿qué es? Está cruda, ¿verdad?
Porque estaba.
La fruta, dork. They're not going to cook it.
Sí, está cruda. Sí. Mm. Igual que la salsa borracha.
I don't know about that.
Guys, tell us what kind of recipes usan ustedes para sus molcajetes o lo tienen igual de show, igual que nosotros. Y si lo van a usar, are you using it with what intention? Are you using it to keep up traditions, to kind of be close to the culture que donde vienen ustedes? Or is
be
it to
edgy.
Be super edgy and hipster and be like, I don't use Oster. I use...
Oster.
You know, I use my molcajete.
I use my oyster bud for like green smoothies. I don't use it for
my salsas are made from organic volcanic rock de las montañas de Popocatépetl. I didn't think I could say that word in English too, huh? I can't.
Wow. That's like a newfound talent.
Popocatépetl. And the fact that I only use God's in rock to smash my chilies makes me better than you. So, is that the intention that you use your molcajete for? Let us know. Yeah. And as always, guys, thank you for listening to The 50-50. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode hablando sobre los molcajetes. Now, I really think that my theory of how it all started is pretty spot on. Pero de nuevo les dejo esa pregunta a ustedes. If you use a molcajete nowadays, what's the intention behind it? Are you trying to be a hipster or are you trying to just stick to your roots? Mientras ustedes nos responden eso, we will try our best to kind of get going with this molcajete that I am looking at right now, que aquí está. You want to use it a little bit more, maybe make up our own salsas. Tell me a little bit about your salsa recipes. I'm sure you guys have plenty of good ones. Let us know. Something that we could, you know, try out ourselves. Y como siempre, guys, if you are enjoying our content, feel free to check out our website. That is the5050.com, the50fifty.com. Check out our Instagram también, the50fifty, the50fifty. We are very active there. We love to see the comments. We love to see the support and people joining in with this conversation. I really think this one's going to be quite a conversation piece. Así que, come on in, let's talk. Y share us around, you know, share us around. If you enjoy our content, help us grow. Y como siempre, guys, we really do thank you for listening to The 50-50.